Congress faces a new political reality as it returns to Washington this week. While the House and Senate were away, congressional budget experts said the federal budget surplus had evaporated. Lawmakers and President Bush have to decide what, if anything, to do about it. NPR's Steve Inskeep is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What's different now?
Well, it's going to be harder now to say that the government really has plenty of money, Bob, although certainly some lawmakers are going to try because of President Bush's tax cut and because of the weak economy. A lot of the federal budget surplus has gone away. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the only thing that is left is the surplus on Social Security from Social Security payroll taxes. Now, always in the past, or for many years in the past, the government has gone ahead and spent that Social Security money on day-to-day expenses, but both parties have promised not to do that anymore, and that does raise a dilemma for lawmakers in both parties.
And this is the spending season.
Indeed it is, and there's going to be a debate what exactly to do about it, and that debate may cross party lines. Democrats, some of them anyway, have spent years trying to position themselves as fiscal conservatives, trying to say we're not the people who are going to blow all your taxpayer dollars and we're the ones who want to balance the budget. And so now they're in a position of arguing that perhaps federal spending might have to be cut, which is not something they would necessarily in an ideal world want. A few liberals are beginning to say, wait a minute, we may be making a mistake here. Maybe a deficit is not so bad. At the same time, Republicans have been saying that this shortage of money might be a great thing. It might be an opportunity to restrain government. But at the same time, you have many Republicans, including the president, who want to spend more money in certain areas.
Any chance to roll back the president's tax cut?
No, at least not yet, Bob. Now, there are some Democrats who are calling for a repeal of the tax cut, have since the day it was passed, and some are trying to provide reminders of what happened in the early 1980s. President Ronald Reagan approved a giant tax cut, and then when it turned out that federal deficits got too high, Reagan signed off to a scaling back of that tax cut about a year later. But President Bush so far has shown no indication of going that way. He said in a speech last week, he is resolved to stop any effort to roll back the tax cut. And in fact, some Republicans in Congress are talking about more tax cuts. Dennis Hastert, the House Speaker, wants to push for a cut in the capital gains tax cut, taxes on stocks, which at least in the short term could actually provide more tax revenue, although it causes problems in the longer term.
Well, the president has his own spending plans.
Yeah, he wants Congress to put a little bit more money into education and a lot more money into national defense. And he's asking Congress to do that first as they go through this appropriation season, this spending season they'll be dealing with over the next several weeks and perhaps longer. Democrats are not too eager to go with the president's priorities, though, Bob. They're challenging the president to show leadership, as they put it, which basically means if you want more spending in these areas, tell us what else you want to have cut in order to pay for it.
Congress is also considering the president's energy plan, including more drilling in Alaska. Nobody thought that would pass the House, but it did.
Yeah.
How about the Senate?
Well, there's still fierce opposition, but the House did approve that energy plan, which includes oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And now we're hearing at least some reports. The Reuters News Service looked at the committee that would consider that plan in the Senate and found substantial support for drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, enough to get it onto the Senate floor at least. However, if it did get to the Senate floor, you have a number of Democrats, John Kerry of Massachusetts and others, who are lining up to filibuster that, to tie up the Senate unless they get what they want. So that's still uncertain, but the energy plan has made it farther than anyone really expected.
NPR congressional correspondent Steve Inskeep.